You're listening to the Rundown Podcast, your favorite podcast for everything reality TV. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rundown. Today is Wednesday, so you already know it's Beverly Hills night. So we're talking all things Beverly Hills. The episode, last week's episode was crazy. I'm here with John, by the way. You already know.
Like, I just started watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Wellington put me on, and the Denise drama is what has me hooked, because this is literally family tearing apart. Like,
so the thing is with Beverly Hills is that a thing that we see every time is the fact that Beverly Hills is always one of the women. It's the main show. Like, every season we see that it's not like a group thing where like mad people have like, you know, a bunch of drama. No, it's like one season. Last season was Lisa Vanderpump. The year before was Camille. Like, it's always one of them that it's like the center of all the drama. This year is Denise Richards. Denise is on the hot seat right now because honestly, this is episode 4 that just aired today, and it's already getting too crazy with the whole. So if I give you a recap of the first, second, third episode, like as fast as I can give you, so that you can understand the little Denise drama, right? Yeah. So the thing with Denise is the fact that Denise and her husband, Aaron, they had a dinner, right? So they had a dinner, like that's how they opened the show. Denise was hosting a dinner party for all of the women. And as they were hosting the dinner party for all of the women, like, you know, they were bickering and things like that, saying like, you know, you can, they were talking about sex, right? So it was a dinner party and they were in a dinner table. You know how they do those huge dinner tables like in Beverly Hills? They're super elegant. So however, on the other side of the table, like there was another table next to them, and it was like the kids, like Denise's kids and Denise's kids' friends, like a bunch of kids. So then they started talking about threesomes and sex and all of that. So then Denise got upset because she was like, please don't have this conversation when my kids are right there. And then the women were just like, how are you telling us that, you know, to beware of your kids when you... First of all, your kids' father is Charlie Sheen. So they already went through everything that they went through. And, you know, their father is crazy. And second of all, you were talking on the show last year how you were giving blowjobs to Aaron and how you were letting Aaron get blowjobs by random women. So
what?
She said that she let Aaron get a blowjob, a happy ending one time, because she knew that Aaron never got a happy ending. So she wanted Aaron to get that.
Okay, well, I'm here for the progressive, but you can't be a hypocrite then.
So then this is what everybody's saying. Everybody's just like, you can't be a hypocrite. You can't say that you're open and that you're all about sexuality and et cetera, et cetera. But then it's like, you're telling the women like, I don't want my kids around you. So then that was one episode. The next episode, then the drama continues. Then Denise is telling the women that she does not want her kids around them. So there's a birthday party like a barbecue that Kyle does for the women and their kids, and Denise does not bring her kids. Denise comes with Aaron, and that's it. So then Aaron starts getting into the drama and starts fighting the other women and going off on them. And it's just like, Aaron, you're a husband. In the Real Housewives drama, when you're a husband, don't get into the drama.
Period.
Like, you're a husband. Like, don't get into the drama. For what? For what? So then they started having problems with Aaron. Denise, the women were feeling like Denise was, what is it called? Mom guilting them, mom shaming them. Yeah, mom shaming them because Denise basically didn't want to bring her kids around them because she felt that her kids were the women were a bad influence to the kids. So she was like, I'm not going to bring my kids around you guys. You guys are always talking about sex. And they're just like, but you always talk about sex. So it was just a very like double-edged sword. So then fast forward to the episode, last week's episode, when Brandy comes into the picture of it all. So we know Brandy. Brandy is a mess. Brandy is one of the messy boots from the seasons before when she was a full-time housewife. And she got fired because Brandy's allegations were just getting too crazy. Like, Brandy was, every season that Brandy's on, her allegations are like crazy. So she was let go from the show because it just started to become a huge liability. So then Brandy, so Kyle and Teddy are getting ready to go to Rome. They're packing. So then Kim, Kyle's sister, comes to Kyle to bring her some dresses that she borrowed. So as they're there bringing some dresses, let me turn this AC off. So that there's not like man noise in the background. So as they're there, so Kim comes to bring Kyle some dresses, and then Kyle is like, "Why are you looking so pretty? Where are you going?" And she's like, "Well, I'm actually going to dinner with Brandy because it's her birthday." And then Kyle's like, "Where's Brandy?" And she's like, "She's outside in the car." So then Kyle's like, "Well, tell her to come in. Like, why did you leave her outside?" And she was like, "Oh, I don't know. You guys were filming or whatever." So then they mic Brandy up. You already know production is always ready to go. They mic Brandy up. Brandy comes inside. And then they're talking about all of the drama. They're telling Brandy about everything. And then basically Brandy's like, "Well, you guys need to be careful with Denise because Denise is not who she says she is." And then all the women are like, "What?" And then Kim is telling Brandy like, "Yeah, what she did to you was fucked up. That was super messed up." So then Brandy tells the women that Brandy has a podcast and Brandy went to interview Denise while Denise was away filming one of her shows. And Brandy went to interview her, stayed with her for 2 days, and Brandy said that they have sex. So the problem, the reason why Brandy has sex with Denise was because Brandy had an understanding that Denise and her husband, Aaron, were okay with that. They had that little thing going on that Denise could have sex with women or like kiss women, but as long as it was women, it wouldn't be an issue. So that's what Brandy understood, which is why when they started having sex, Brandy didn't stop because she knows that Denise is married. So then the next morning, according to Brandy, Denise basically told Brandy, like, "You cannot say anything to Aaron about this." So then Brandy felt like that was messed up because now Brandy's a homewrecker. So Brandy's like, "What do you mean I cannot talk to Aaron about this? Like, you're not about to make me a homewrecker. Like, I'm not, like, I was cheated on by my husband. I am not someone who goes out and, you know, makes other people cheat on their spouses or whatever." So it's just like, whatever. So then fast forward to last week's episode when we heard Denise saying that she did not speak to Brandy. So then they go to Rome. The women go to Rome. And then when they're in Rome, Kyle, Teddy, and Lisa Rinna know about this. Lisa Rinna is messy. Let's just agree that Lisa Rinna is just...
Lisa Rinna is messy. Teddy is boring and she needs a storyline. So she's clinging onto this Denise drama.
Yeah.
Clinging onto it. Because she actually is in her dad's shadow, like everyone says.
Right. So they're all at the dinner party. And then aside from Brandy telling them that they had sex, that her and Denise had sex, she also told them that Denise was talking shit about Teddy, that Denise was saying that Erica is a cold-hearted biatch, that Denise was just saying a bunch of stuff. So then when they confront her at the table, and Teddy's like, she also says something else about you and her that I'm not going to repeat. And then Garcelle is throwing the bone. And Garcelle is like, "No, you're going to say it. Like, say it. Say it. Just say it."
They were just literally instigating the situation. That's like, I'm telling you, like, "Oh, and she says something. Somebody says something like this about you." And you just be like,
right. "Yeah." Like, if you're going to
say it, like, bitch, you're going to say it.
Like, if you're going to tell me that someone is saying something about me, then you're going to tell me what it is. Like, you can't bring it up and not tell me.
Period.
So then they tell her that Brandy said that you and her had sex. So then Denise is like, "Bravo, bravo, bravo," which I already explained to you. She wanted the cameras to stop rolling. She didn't want Bravo to use the footage because, you know, it was an allegation of her cheating on her husband. Bravo, being messy as they are, still used the footage and still aired it, which I'm glad they did. So then Denise said that she didn't speak to Brandy leading up to Kyle's party, but later said that she spoke to her before the party. So it's just like, in this episode, I just felt like something is not making sense. Did you speak to Brandy about you know, everything, or did you not speak to Brandy? Because you told the women that, I don't talk to Brandy. Why would Brandy say this about me? I did not say this about you guys. I'm not even friends with her. But then the next day, when you came ready to throw bullets, you said that you spoke to her before Kyle's party. Like, when she said that, like, that was fake.
I just feel like, I don't even want to go into it right now. Keep on with the story.
So that, no, but like, you know, this is just like in general. So then Denise said she, then Denise is saying that she did not say these things about the women. And then, but then during her confessional, she says that Denise said that she said worse things about Teddy than what they were being, than what they were discussing. So my whole thing is like, how do you want people to believe you? But, and you're saying on camera, I did not say these things about you. But then on your confessionals, you're saying, I said worse things about her.
Teddy's just boring to me. I don't even know why she's on the show.
No, Teddy's boring. I honestly, it was just that last season, she was also involved in the drama with Puppygate. So it was like, last season was so crazy that we all knew she was going to come back.
Yeah.
We all know
she's hopefully they understand that she's a storyline runner, you know?
Right.
But the whole thing with Denise and stuff, it's not even the fact that, you know, I get it. Maybe she did get with thing. It's just the way they went about it. And, like, even though it was still on camera, it could have been addressed differently. Like, she should have been told as soon as Brandy said it, like, text should have happened. Right. Something like, heads up, this is out.
Right.
This is out because.
So a lot of people were ragging Lisa Rinna because they felt as though, Lisa Rinna, you had a friendship with Denise for over 20 years. The moment you heard about this, you should have told Denise. Like, they're saying that you and Brandy, you know, have sex. Like, what is going on?
Yep.
So then they were coming crazy at Lisa Rinna because people on Twitter were coming crazy at Lisa Rinna because saying that Lisa Rinna is not a good friend. But my whole thing is this. I feel as though, like, Lisa Rinna had things that, like, she wanted to get off her chest, and she wanted Denise to answer to them. So it was like, I didn't feel like I wasn't. Everybody was saying that Lisa Rinna was bad for, like, not sticking up for Denise because that's her friend at the end of the day. But at the end of the day,
she should have just gave her a heads up, though.
I agree. She should have given her a heads up.
Because that going into that situation blindsided is a lot.
But I think Lisa Rinna just thinks like a producer. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lisa Rinna knows that if I say this on camera, the reaction is going to be more real. If I tell her through text or call her, she's going to have a very calculated response. She's going to have a calculated answer. So Lisa Rinna likes that. She thinks about it in the sense of, like, show standards. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I get it because it is a reality TV show, so I get that part of it. It's just, to be honest, this whole Denise thing, I just can't with it because it's going to be so messy. Like, you already know this trip, it was so messy. Like, and Garcelle, I really love Garcelle because she shuts down the bullshit, which is Kyle. Kyle loves to play around with the bullshit. Like, bitch, just say you don't like Denise, and that's why you believe Brandy. Don't be out here talking about, oh, Brandy's not a liar, Brandy's not this. When we have on camera season 5, you saying that Brandy's a liar. All the time she said your husband cheated on you, you would call her a liar. When she said Kim did meth, you said she was a liar. But now she's not a liar, right, with Denise.
Right. But
it was about you. Oop, oop, oop. She was a liar.
Right. And also, like, Garcelle is clearly, like, I think that the producers told Garcelle, like, I like to believe that all of the women's relationships are genuine and that the producers don't tell them, like, you need to be friends with this one or you need to stick up for this one. But Garcelle has this, like, protection over Denise that I just don't understand. Like,
I feel like it's because she doesn't have a relationship for Brandy. So she's like, y'all are just saying this because
God. Right.
I think it's that.
when she pointed out the fact, like, why are you guys going over Denise, over Brandy, when you guys chill more with Denise than with Brandy? Like, why is it so easy to believe Brandy and not Denise? I kind of, like, agree with that, because at the end of the day, Denise does chill with the women. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like, since Denise has been moving so funny, it's like, I wouldn't doubt that she was out here, you know, ragging my name through to Brandy. But do you, okay, so do you believe the whole Brandy and Denise situation?
I do. I feel bad for her, because it's like, you know, no one would want to be in that type of situation. But I don't believe the part that, like, the whole drama of the fact that, like, oh, the next day Aaron didn't know. Like, I feel like they both got drunk. It happened. And then she just said, can you not tell him about it? And then Brandy felt guilty.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was just, you know, they got drunk as women, like, after the podcast.
But Brandy said that one time they went out to dinner and they had made out in a bathroom in the restaurant while they were out to dinner. So that's how the thing started with them, like, the sexual tension. Because they went out to dinner and then they both went to the bathroom to fix themselves up. And then Denise kissed her.
Okay. Well, that is a messy situation.
So then she felt that coming into going to go interview her for her podcast, she knew that she was like, you know, I might hit tonight.
Okay. Okay.
So then she felt like, okay, so Aaron knows about this. So it's okay for me and you to be messing around because Aaron knows about it, because I'm not a home wrecker. Because someone wrecked my home and I would hate to do this to someone else. So then when Denise told her the next day, you cannot tell Aaron, that's where Brandy has the problem with. And why Brandy is so hurt. Because now she's a homewrecker.
I just feel like Brandy needs to shut her mouth. You got your toto licked. You got the pussy ate. You liked it. Just keep it moving, girl. Keep it moving.
She's definitely reaching for a diamond. She wants to have her diamond for next season.
She's definitely reaching.
But no, also moving forward, Garcelle telling Brenna about her body image, hurting her own daughter. Like, honestly, when it came to that, I was just like, people are not, like, because on Twitter, while I was, because you know how they're all live tweeting, on Twitter, everybody's like, you need to understand that Lisa Rinna has been there for her daughter. Da-da-da-da. Okay, but at the end of the day, if your daughter has body issues, why are you on social media flaunting your body? That makes people feel insecure. You know what I mean?
Especially it's insecure when the fact that it's, if you tell me she was a thicker woman, if she was on some Sutton type of time, you feel me?
Right.
Not saying Sutton's thick, but you know, she's definitely thicker than her. But that's what I'm saying. Like, don't be out here with your abs showing off your body when your daughter sees that. She probably looks at herself like, damn. Like, if you tell me you're over here posting women and appreciating your bodies and doing, like, a campaign focused on that, then I'd be like, damn, you're doing a lot. But you're not. You're literally just showing off your body. It's selfish of you. It really is selfish of you.
And I just will hate to, like,
by the way, Lisa Rinna is trending right now as we do this right now.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
I mean, she kind of took a couple hits in the episode. But I feel bad because Lisa Rinna got manipulated by Denise to feel bad, to feel like she was a bad friend. Like, when Rinna, all Rinna was doing was raising concerns because Denise was being fake. At the end of the day, if you're my friend and I hear that you're moving funny, I'm going to check you. And if you think I'm being a bad friend for checking you, then you have a problem. Because Lisa Rinna has the right to check Denise. But then the next day, Denise wanted to make her feel like, you know, like wanted to make her feel like she was a bad friend. Like, you're supposed to be sticking up for me, but yet you're going off of me. Like,
I just feel like... I feel like her crying is so dramatic, like Lisa Rinna. And I just don't think that she should have been, you know, defending Denise. I feel like Denise was just saying, like, Denise should have worded it better because it did sound manipulating. Like, she should have just said, as a friend, I really wish you would have gave me a heads up about this. And I really kind of wish that, you know, when you would see Kyle or them keep going and Teddy, you would say, like, guys, let's, you know, calm down. this is really serious. This is a really serious topic. Like, what's her name?
Who? Dorit.
How Dorit was saying, like, this is a hard time for Denise right now. We need to just, like, calm it down. Like, Teddy over here acting like she told her that she should go die in the pits of hell. The rumor she heard was that she's living in her dad's shadow, which she is. Calm down, Teddy. Like, you're not going through anything.
Right.
You're not going
through. Well, Teddy doesn't like Denise.
No, Teddy is boring.
She's carrying a bone from last season. So that's why Teddy's like, you know, she has this little argument, this little thing, and she's carrying the bone.
No,
it's for a storyline, honestly. Like, Teddy's boring. Honestly, I try not to attack some of the wives that, you know, are neutral, but Teddy's boring. Like, I don't know what Teddy's doing. Like, what is Teddy doing part of this cast? What is she bringing?
Like, she brings nothing. That diamond needs to be taken away.
They need to bring back Eileen.
Sutton is one of my favorites, though.
Huh?
Sutton is one of my favorites.
Sutton is one of my favorites, too, but she needs to be given a diamond next season. I hope that her husband, her ex-husband, or whoever it is, that the father of her kids finally... So, I was looking through Twitter, and then one of the Real Housewives pages posted that Sutton's kid turned 18. So now he can say if he wants to record or not. So most likely she will be a housewife next.
Oh, because they only have one kid.
I think they have more than one kid, but then one of her kids is finally 18.
Okay. So, and that's honestly all they need, like, yeah. One or like.
They just need,
because if we, for all my Married to Meta fans, shout out to them. We know that one of Heavenly's kids does not film.
Right.
So it's okay, but
like, you don't have to have your entire family, but yeah. they need to see some type of your home life. So before, since none of her kids were able to film, then they were like, you can't be a housewife, you're gonna be a friend of. But this is the first time in, like, since she was demoted to friend of, literally before the season premiere, she's in every episode.
Literally, sign it.
She's in every episode.
She was in the Versace store, was it? Or the was she in? She was
acting
crazy.
Oh, when they went shopping and she was acting like, you know, she was the richest of them all.
Yes.
But that's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for you, like, you know. That's just
how they are. But the last dinner of Rome, I feel like
It was so awkward when they were laughing about ham and cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
Like
what?
It was Garcelle,
Teddy,
Teddy, Denise. Erica, Jane, and Denise. And you can tell, like, Teddy was by Denise. You know they don't like each other. Teddy, Erica was on the other side of the table. Garcelle was next to Denise like a watchdog, because you know Garcelle is out here ruff, 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 every time they try to come crazy at Denise. So it was just so awkward. Like, the other women definitely needed to get there before, you know.
No. Literally, and I feel like the last dinner, like, Denise did have to finally say her piece, because them little crocodile teals and her, like, my family, that wasn't gonna cut it. Like, if it was me and y'all really out here, like, even if I did do it, if y'all really out here making me look bad and on national television, I need to tell y'all that I don't fuck with y'all and I need to go off real quick, you know?
But then it's like, it's harder to, like, disprove something when what you're saying to disprove it does not make sense.
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying that this did not happen, then why did you lie about, oh my God, something. If you say that this did not happen, then why did you lie about the fact that you and Brandy talked before Cal's party?
No, I definitely agree with you with that. I feel like
She's getting caught up in her lies. So it's like, that's why the women are just like Denise, like,
I feel like Brandy needs to go. Like, I can't believe she's going to be on the next episode. Like, I cannot wait for next episode, but
it's going to
cause a can of worms to open.
It's supposed to be crazy. It's literally supposed to be crazy, the next episode. Also, towards the end of the episode, when they started talking about sex and, like, the most weird places that they had sex, and Sutton said that she only likes having romantic sex. Sutton, please. That's probably why your husband left you. Like, Sutton, live a little. I feel like
left her.
I don't know. I'm just talking. But I feel as though Sutton is just, like, too stuck up. Like, I wish she was just more, like, I like her. I like her attitude, and I like how she be going off sometimes. But I feel as though, like, she needs to humanize herself a little bit more. Like,
mm-hmm.
stop being so politically correct. Stop being so, like, high class. Like, you know? Like, get down and dirty, Sutton. Please.
Literally, get down and dirty, girl.
Also, the Denise saying that she has sex at the parking lot of a church.
We know, girl.
Denise, this is when you say things like that, this is what we're saying. Like, we believe that you over here have sex with Brandy. Like, come on. It was a crazy episode. It was definitely, last week's episode was more bombshell than this one, of course. This was like the aftermath of Rome. When the women, I think the next episode, the women are going to be back in Beverly Hills. So, like, the trip is done because that was the last night. But this is what I want. And you can tell me what you want from this whole Denise-Brandy situation. I need Brandy to come on next episode. And basically, supposedly, she has receipts. She has text messages that she's going to show on camera because from the teaser that we saw. I want to see what it is. And I want to have Brandy and Denise in the same place. Like, it's over for that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, like,
I don't want to go the whole season like Brandy saying this and then Denise saying this and then Brandy's like, please, like, you know,
I just want it to be done and resolved because this is just going to be like every other season. Like, I feel like only certain housewife shows can really have drama and not make it about one person. Like, it's very hard to make housewife drama not just centered around one person, right? And it's gonna stay like this until the reunion and watch.
Do you think that Denise is gonna go to the reunion?
She's gonna have to suck it up before if she wants that check.
Do you think she's gonna come back next season?
Definitely.
I think she's gonna come back, but I think that if Bravo is offering her like a whopping like $2 million per episode,
I don't think she's gonna get $2 million.
But you know, Kyle gets like $1 million per episode, right?
Stop lying.
Kyle is out of all of them, out of all of the franchises, Kyle is one of the most like paid housewife.
Let me look that up right now.
Because she's an OG. It's her, Nene, Teresa. Like, they get paid more. I'm pretty sure.
He makes $2.7 million. Then it's Candy. 2.2. Lisa Vanderpump used to make $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Dory only makes $100,000.
Yeah, they don't. They're like so.
Caroline, she Real Housewives of New York. We don't fuck with Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah, we don't watch Real Housewives of New York.
Marlo salary is $270,000.
Like, the fact that Marlo and Denise and Dorit make around the same amount is crazy.
Kyle Richard also makes $270,000.
Per episode?
Per season. Estimated.
You sure? I could have sworn I read an article that said that Kyle was making like $1 million
per episode. Maybe it went up, but I'm just saying.
Oh, from that article, yeah.
Wow.
That was episode 4 of Beverly Hills. Honestly, I'm over the
Denise. Lisa Rinna makes $450,000.
Well, Lisa Rinna has good lawyers and she's always out, like.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. How many does Erica Jane make?
Erica Jane,
$500,000. Mm-hmm. She was carrying the show a couple seasons back, though.
That's why.
She was carrying the show.
Melissa Gorga, woo! $750,000 per
season. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I could just imagine how much Teresa made. Let me see how much Teresa. $1 million per season.
Yeah, I know that Teresa was making $1 million.
Denise Richards, $1 million per season.
It's because of their stature. Denise has to be offered $1 million because.
Oh, that makes sense. I understand why Kyle would make less because it's like, just she's an OG. But the problem is Kyle, like, if she leaves Real Housewives, she's not a real thing. Like, Denise was actually in movies. Like, she has, right. You know.
I mean, Kyle is an actress, and you know, Kyle is Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton is Kyle's niece.
No way.
Kyle's sister is Kathy Hilton. Is Kathy Hilton Paris's mother?
Oh my god!
And they be on the show. Like Paris Hilton used to be on the show sometimes. Like Kyle is Kyle is connected. Like her blood sister is Paris Hilton's mother, and she's connected to the Hiltons. Like by
Portia, 1.2.
Yeah, but Portia be carrying Housewives of Atlanta.
She carries it. She makes 1.2 estimated per season. Bethany from Real Housewives 1.5.
Yeah, but she left.
Cynthia Bailey 1.7.
Okay. The Atlanta Housewives are making money.
Yes. You don't want to know average episode rating? Ratings. 3.6 million.
That's fine.
Per episode.
That's right. I think they're the biggest. They're the most, like, with the highest ratings. Atlanta Housewives. Yeah. I wonder how much Potomac is getting paid.
Let's look it up. Like, Katie Burris is making 2.2, and then NeNe makes the most, 2.7 million.
She's the one that makes the most out of all Housewives.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Like, it makes sense.
You know what a self-made bitch is? Like, this is not no Kylie Jenner self-made that your family's rich. This is really self-made from the ground up first.
From the ground up.
Like some married men.
From the gutter. Put your shoes on. Let's go buy you a home. A white refrigerator. The ghetto. Like, NeNe has been out here putting in work left and right.
I cannot wait for the Hot Tubs of Potomac.
I just wonder how much money these girls are making on Potomac.
Me too.
They have to be making, like, in the hundreds of thousands.
Ugh.
Thank you. What? How do we do? We just
I can't even see. It's not even coming up how much these little girls are making. They got it unlocked.
It's not coming up.
Lisa Rinna is actually the richest housewife.
No, she's not.
One of the richest.
One of the richest, but the richest? No, she's not. Definitely not. I mean, I don't know if she got all her money in a savings account, but just looking at their houses, Lisa Rinna's house is not even that crazy.
No, it's not.
You know, like, it's
not. I really want to know Potomac, like, what are they making?
When it comes to richest housewives, like, net worth, I know Candy's up there. Candy makes money. Candy's legit rich.
You know she just opened up a restaurant, right?
Another one?
Yeah, called Blaze Seafood and something.
She's, like, out here. She's out here. She owns mad businesses in Atlanta.
Okay.
You found it, Potomac? Potomac salaries?
This shit is so hard to find right now. They're just showing everybody's net worth.
Like, how much money are the Real Housewives of Potomac making?
Yeah, like, wow, it doesn't even say how much do the Real Housewives make per season. Let's see, like, I'm just trying, I just want to see so bad. I'm curious of these hoes, what they making.
Right. We're going to have to disclose that information on our Twitter account or something because...
Yes, definitely.
Definitely going to have to. But yeah, like, just to conclude this and just conclude episode 4 of Real Housewives, we're going to be back next week with episode 5. And on Sunday, we are going to do... even though Bravo played us last Sunday, replaying episode
2. Played us.
Played us, replaying episode 2 of Potomac. Next week, we're going to, this Sunday coming up, Potomac is going to do episode 3, new episode. So we're definitely going to do a little rundown on that one. And we're going to be back on Sunday. And then we'll definitely be back on next Wednesday, again, to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I need New Jersey to start, and I need Atlanta to start. Atlanta and New Jersey are probably going to start at the same time.
And I need Married to Medicine, too.
And I need Married to Medicine to start.
All Married to Medicine,
Atlanta
and Jersey are all filming right now. So that means that it's going to come, like, together.
And you know that Married to Medicine is not categorized as a housewife, so they can be on air at the same time.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's probably gonna be Married to Medicine Mondays, Atlanta Sundays, New Jersey Wednesdays. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so
I'm excited.
Good.
I'm glad to cackle about this, and we're gonna cackle again on Sunday.
We're gonna cackle again on Sunday when we run down Real Housewives of Potomac. Make sure to listen to the podcast, listen to other episodes. We're gonna start just running down all reality TV. We should do an episode on the haves and the have-nots and just everything that's going on, because this is gonna turn into TV critic podcast. But thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow us on social media, and until next time.
Thanks.